Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire radio program is being aired for July the 9th, 2022. Just FYI-ish. We're going to talk about a very important subject, and I have I've been honored to be able to talk about this via questions that I get. If you go to the website at aspire.org, which you must be at if you're going to listen to this, and you look over the material there, the explanations, the presentations, you'll see it is not about philosophy or religion. It is about transformation or transcendence. And that is a very interesting word that I think a lot of people misunderstand. Transcendence means, according to the dictionary, existence or experience beyond the normal or physical level. That's what it means. The possibility of spiritual transcendence in the modern world as it is defined. We are not here to lug along the human carcass and the human psychology. We have a great deal of difficulty with the whole idea of what it means to live. And most people think they know how to live based on their lifestyle. If they're getting more pleasure, if they're getting more gratifications, then they think they know what they're doing and they think they understand the meaning of their life. And I'm sorry to say that ain't it. Transcendence is what life is all about. It is to exist? No. Is it to experience? Yes. Beyond the normal or physical level of possibility. It is a spiritual experience. And it is not one that most people are interested in at all. Not remotely. We are so encumbered and ensconced in our physicality, in our body, and trying to make it comfortable and happy. In fact, you could say our whole life has been devoted, obsessed, and compulsed, I should probably say, to the idea of pleasuring organs, parts of our organs, as a physical body. And that's about as far as we go. If you look at any great spiritual master, the big three as I call them, Buddha, Jesus, Lao Tzu, you will find that they are men who are teaching transcendence. They are teaching the experience that is beyond the norm of the physical. Most people cannot even consider this. Most people don't want to consider it because, as I say, they are so trapped by their human body, they can't go any further than the human body. It is all they have. It is all they think about. It's all what it's about for them. So here we are in this world, and my effort is to transcend. And I have gotten some questions about it. I'm going to answer them bluntly, honestly, and we'll see what happens if it helps you. First question. This comes from Ron in Sacramento, California. He says, I'm a millennial, okay? I don't believe that it is possible to transcend. How do you know it is possible? Have you transcended? Ron, if you knew me, if you really knew me, you would know I have, but it's a process, transcendence, that goes on and on and on. It is not a final state of being. It is not a conclusion. It is something that you engage in as a lifestyle. And you simply go and experience what is beyond the norm. But is it, shall we say, something that I do to make myself known? to make myself popular, to make myself credible. No, it's not something I do for all of that. You say you don't believe that it's possible to transcend. And I can't help you with that. I am not here to plead the case, because if I try to plead the case, then I lose my transcendence. I am not here to do that. Buddha, Jesus, Lhasa showed us the way. They showed us how this all works. And then we are given the chance to do it. If we don't believe in it initially, it is because we are afraid of what we think of as losing control over our life, as if, my dear Ron, we had any control at all at any given point. We really don't. We like to think of it that we do. We like to think we have free will, but we really don't. It's all in the confines of the human body. And the origins of what can happen to you or what cannot happen to you is based in the human body and what it says you can and cannot do. Transcendence is the ability to move beyond the norm. What does that mean? It means that instead of looking at myself as a biological creature, the result of Ed and Jean, my parents, and the occasion of the intercourse that spurred on my human body and that I entered into this human body as Gregory, I start to take a deep and profound look at what I'm doing here, and is this body me? In other words, am I happy? Am I fulfilled? Am I awakened enough inside me to see what this state of the body has done to me, and is it me? This whole idea of projecting the idea of a me upon my body is a huge issue, a huge problem. I cannot talk anyone into transcendence at all. Not a millennial, not a Gen Xer, not baby boomers. You can't do it with people. A person has got to be of another ilk. You have to see first the futility of living for your body. It is going to betray you in the end. And if you've ever done any kind of science work, if you've ever worked on a, shall we say, a cadaver or something like that, you get to see what the organs are all about, the brain, the whole thing. In college, I had that opportunity. It was rough for me, but I got to stand there and observe and watch as experts showed us the anatomy of the human body. Now, I'm going to say this. While it is a wonderful design, it is not something you want to devote your whole life to. What we do in this carcass is of more importance than the carcass itself. And if I'm only here to preserve my body, if I'm only here to gratify my body, if I'm only here to identify myself as a human body, then I am never going to be much interested in anything that doesn't pertain to the gratification of the human body and maybe the upkeep of it, the maintenance of it. And that'll be it. I won't be able to transcend. I will never see any reason to work upon myself to see what is there that's just a little further. Just a little further, just a little more, 2 more miles, as the Buddha talked about it, 2 more miles. Just, you can do that. Just take it a little further. What most people do is get involved in science fiction, and they think that in the creativity and the imagination of people who enjoy that kind of experience of reading science fiction and such, that there is a way to think about the life and what could be and what we don't know and how romantic or how scary or how interesting it might be. UFOs, things like that, which I do enjoy. I love reading about UFOs. I enjoy it immensely. But the whole idea is this, and I'll just lay it out for you, Ron. I hope I'm able to do this well for you. It's all about the intelligence that lives beyond the confines of the human body. And if I do not pursue the intelligence that goes beyond the confines of my particular human body, I have wasted this entire lifetime. I have not treated it well. I have not done well with it. It isn't the powers that live within the body. It is the presence of love that is surrounding the body. And the real authentic energies are around us, not in our carcass. Now, people talk about the within when they don't really understand what that means. When you say within a person, they're usually thinking of their body or their psychology, something within their brain. But there is something beyond my brain, beyond the carcass, beyond human impulse, that exists within me as the presence of a great love that is beyond the human conception of Gregory Edward Pyn. It's just beyond it. And whether or not I seek to discover that in the course of my lifetime, and I am given many opportunities to do it, whether or not I do it will determine the state of my life. Now, there is the state of your body, and then there's the state of your life, Ron. The state of your body is not your life. The state of your body may pertain to your health, your longevity, maybe your lifestyle, you know, what it's around. But your life is something greater than your body can give you. Your body is an opportunity. Your life is found in that opportunity. And how you and I choose to live has a lot to do with whether or not we discover our life. Being alive does not mean you're just running around in the carcass, the meat suit, as I like to joke about. But being alive means that I have an experience that is beyond the physical level. And most people don't have that. And the people that I have met who made very bad students were people who wanted to believe that they have achieved this. They'll think that they're in meditation, or they're in third person, or that they've experienced something extra special. This kind of mentality is only the ego. To really work upon myself, to really, really work upon myself, which I do, means that I step back from Gregory and all of his illusions and delusions, and I start looking at him from the point of view of what he is. He is a biological being, a psychological being. He needs sociology, and he is in sociology. He requires many things for the upkeep of him. But when I am realized, when I start to truly realize all of this, then I start to separate from him and let him live his life while I have the experience of life itself. And that's about the best example and thing I can say about all of this. I can carry this on into the next radio program, or the next podcast, I should say, and maybe that'd be a best thing I can do. Hope you'll forgive me, Ron. Please forgive me. Namaste. We'll get into this a little bit more mañana. Have a wonderful day, and please forgive me. Oh, please forgive me. Namaste.